Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Haley and Lachlan with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, North Queensland is forecast to be hit by rainfall of up to 200 millimetres brought by the tail end of ex-tropical cyclone Myla. Bureau of Meteorology forecaster Shane Kennedy said significant rainfall is expected to continue in regions north of the Whitsundays until Thursday. The Bureau has issued minor flood watches for several saturated far north catchments impacted by Cyclone Narelle last month, including the Daintree, Bloomfield, Mossman, Mulgrave, Russell, Tully, Murray and Herbert Rivers. The watch warns localised flash flooding could disrupt transport routes.
The CFMEU has been accused of breaching industrial laws 25 times over the last 14 years by Mr. Hadjkiss, the former head of the Australian Building and Construction Commission, during an inquiry into misconduct in the union. On Tuesday, Mr. Hadjkiss cited an instance in 2023 in which CFMEU members entered a worksite without permission during work hours to set up a barbecue, and used other examples to try and demonstrate a need for a code of conduct and enforcement agency. Hadjkiss resigned from his role at the ABCC in 2017 after it was found he was breaching right to entry rules in the Fair Work Act. The inquiry had heard that the 25 right of entry and other industrial law breaches had resulted in nearly $4.5 million in fines for the construction union as a whole, with just under $1.5 million between individual members.
In national news, New South Wales Central West has been shaken all the way to the east coast after a 4.5 magnitude earthquake hit near Orange and the region encompassing the Cadia gold mine at 8:19 p.m. last night. Only 5 earthquakes have been recorded within 50 kilometres of the area since the late 1970s, the previous one being a 4.3 in 2017, making last night's the region's largest recorded earthquake. After Geoscience Australia received 2,000 reports of tremors last night, aftershocks are expected to occur but will be lighter than yesterday evening, according to Phil Cummins.
One of Sydney's community radio stations, 2SER, also known as City Educational Radio, owned by the University of Technology Sydney and Macquarie University, is set to close in July due to Macquarie University withdrawing its funding for the station. In an email to station volunteers, station manager Cheryl Northey said the station understood UTS could not fund the station on its own. UTS Vice Chancellor of External Engagement and Partnerships, Alana Piper, said the university was working 2SER to find another partner to replace Macquarie. 2SER has played a key role in supporting local musicians get their first radio airplay, as well as the beginning of the careers of politicians and many media personalities.
And in international news, Colombia have announced that they will be targeting their wild hippo population in a new culling program that looks to remove up to 80 of the creatures from the country's central regions. The country's environment minister, Irene Velez, has said that previous measures have proved unsuccessful amidst continually rising numbers in the hippopotamus population, with the 2022 estimate numbering the species at 170. The hippos are infamously descended from only the 4 introduced by cocaine kingpin Pablo Escobar as part of his private zoo on the island. Though since his death in 1993 and the shutdown of the facility, the creatures have been discovered up to 100 kilometres away. Colombia is the only country outside of Africa to have a population of wild hippopotamus and has faced decades of issues amidst its rivers, farmlands and centrally inhabited regions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more though, so in the meantime you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.